Welcome back to another episode of Back Porch Theology. This is your host, Caleb Moore. Thanks for hanging out with me on the back porch, where this might be one of the last places in Christian America that when Roger Goodell, the head of the NFL, announces you will forfeit the game if you don't social distance on the sidelines, well, we think he's a big sissy. Thanks for hanging out with me on the back porch. Be sure to send me an email with your thoughts on today's episode to backporchtheology@yahoo.com. All right, so like I said a second ago, the Roger Goodell, the head of the NFL as an organization, just announced that if you don't social distance, if you break the safety guidelines of not getting the boogeyman disease there on the sidelines of the NFL, then you will forfeit the game. Well, I thought the NFL was a game for men. I don't know. Apparently, good old Mr. Goodell doesn't think so. Yeah, there's a lot going on. And like always, we want to think biblically, because thinking biblically is manly and it pleases God. And it's the only firm foundation on which to build. On which to build your life, on which to build your plans, on which to, build your business, build your household, to build the world. While the socialists out there are busy burning it down, we think it's a good idea that we build. We build and we fight. We fight with God's word. We keep our hands to the plow, plowing the field that God's given us, because we want to be faithful. We want to be faithful and live the good life that Christ has indeed set us free to live. And we're told in 2 Chronicles of King David's counselors that they understood the times in which they lived, and therefore they knew what to do. In other words, the only way to know how to live today is to know what God's word says about the times in which we're living in today. That being said, we got to take face masks to the woodshed yet again. Face masks are still the order of the day. You would think by now, after all the dust has settled, it's been 7 months since the radical Marxists and the totalitarians sought to put our free country into checkmate. It's been 7 months that people have been wearing face masks and running from their own shadows, getting temperature checks, getting giant Q-tips shoved up into their noses, all because of a flu-like disease. Now, I'm not saying that the Chinese virus or the Wu flu or the COVID-19 is not a real deal. We all know it is. But the difference between people that are thinking clearly and the lemmings out there is that people that are thinking clearly aren't living in fear. That's kind of what it comes down to. Either we're afraid of germs, like Bill Murray was in What About Bob, or we're afraid of getting the stink eye from people when we walk through the grocery store or through the mall. And I've been put in some rather uncomfortable positions over the past several months, refusing to put on face masks. And one of my favorite stories I have is me and my son were going into Walmart. Now, thankfully, Walmart's starting, as far as I understand, starting to relax some of their safety protocols, quote unquote. But a couple months ago, they had the little maze of carts that you had to navigate your way through to get to the entrance. And they had every entrance but one locked. And you had to go by the face mask monitor in order to get into Walmart. This young lady asked me, "Sir, do you have a face mask?" And I said, "No, actually, I have a religious exemption." And you know what she said? "Okay, have a nice day." You know, so I want to throw that challenge out there to people. Just start saying no to face masks, especially if you're a man. If you're a man and you're out in public and you walk into, oh, I don't know, a gas station or a restaurant or the mall or anywhere, depending on where you live in the country, start saying no to face masks. Unless men start acting like men when it comes to this stuff and quit being afraid of a little bit of confrontation or just maybe some name calling, I don't know if we're going to get out of this. I think we might be wearing face masks for quite a while unless we start pushing back and saying nope. And this goes back to knowing how to handle things when they arise. And the only way we're going to know that is what does the Bible say? Keeping that question close to our thought process until it's just second nature to when we're told what to do by the totalitarians out there, by the wannabe dictators out there, or we're told what to do by our liberal neighbors or whoever out there who's not thinking biblically, tells us what to do or what's best, or when we're faced with any kind of decision, the automatic response for us as Christians needs to be, what does the Bible say? And like we've mentioned before, the way the Bible says to handle disease is to quarantine not the healthy, but the sick. Quarantine the sick. All right? So don't make the healthy people wear the face masks. Have the sick people wear masks. Now again, what a novel idea, right? It's not really a brain buster. But when you have an eschatology of fear, when you have a belief system that is fear-based, especially in regards to tomorrow or the future, I don't know what tomorrow brings. Maybe we'll all die from global warming or from mysterious Chinese viruses. When you have a fear-based worldview, then you're gonna be susceptible to any kind of bubble wrap that gets put in your hands to wrap around your life and wrap around yourself. But people who trust God are as bold as a lion. And what the Democrats and the Marxists have done is they have worn us down. Us freedom-loving folk, us God-fearing folk, they have worn us down. I know good, solid people that started off resisting the mask mandates, and now they're going along to get along. And what I am saying to you out there, Christian folks, freedom-loving folks, remember what our founders said. Those who would trade liberty for security will find that they have neither and that they were worthy of neither. We want freedom. And in a free society, yes, people might get sick and die. But look at what has happened as a result of the tyranny. The number one economy that we've ever had in our history going down the toilet. Despair deaths, suicides, drunk-related deaths, drug-related deaths have gone through the roof. Oh, but if face masks save just one life, then it's worth it. And the numbers are out. There's no more fooling us. The dust has settled. Face masks hardly do anything besides train the population to despise one another. It's training the population to look at everyone who walks by them as suspect. That's crazy. So face masks, you need to go to the woodshed. Tyranny, we're not going to stand for it. We're going to wave the flag of freedom. Christ has died to set us free. Therefore, we will walk in freedom, free from the fear of man and free from the fear of death, because our sins have been washed away and we have been reconciled to God through Christ. That actually means something. That actually changes the way that we live. We shouldn't live like our unbelieving liberal neighbors. You know, I have these neighbors, like I mentioned before, the day after I hung up my Trump flag, they hung up their gay pride flag. And there's these young men going around campaigning for a conservative that's running for Senate in our area. and they came by my house and they had their face masks on, and I know that they were, you know, erring on the side of being polite and pleasing the population, and nice guys. And they started talking to me, and I said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. The only way I'm going to answer any of your questions is if you take down your face masks." And you know what they did? They gladly ripped them off their face, and they smiled from ear to ear. And they told me that the hedge between my house and my neighbor's house probably wasn't quite high enough because they were so unkind. They were barking at them through the window, telling them to get off their front porch. And just so happens they had a gay pride flag. I thought that the liberals were supposed to be so kind and sweet. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. Something ain't quite adding up. So the takeaway, don't wear a face mask. And instead, put on a big smile. All right? We're supposed to live our life in such a way that unbelievers ask us the reason for the hope that is within us. So we need to walk around not with a scowl, not with a frown, but with a smile on our face. Why? Because we know Christ is King, and He's going to use all of this tyranny for His glory. And it's our job to resist the tyranny, to fight for freedom, to stand for truth, to be as bold as a lion. All right, so we also got to take Disney to the woodshed. That's right, Disney. So Disney recently, I don't know if they purchased the rights to it, but I know it's on Disney Plus. The play that swept the nation a few years ago called Hamilton. That's right, Hamilton. And I've had to interact with this because I'm a dad, and I'm a father of young people. Yeah, I have two teenagers and a 21-year-old daughter, like I mentioned before, who just gave me a beautiful granddaughter. But this thing, Hamilton, is just another chop at the tree of truth. All right, so revisionist history is a major tactic of our opponents out there. And just a reminder, we're not trying to find a middle ground with our opponents. Right, we're not trying to cross the aisle. We need to tell our opponents, you need to lay down your arms, be converted to Christ, and to start thinking and living biblically. Man, it's a lot better that way. Life is a whole lot sweeter when you're obeying Christ. So anyway, this story, or this play, this Broadway play, musical, Hamilton, apparently is a retelling of our founding. It's funny that they're always going after our founding, right? Like I've said before, the godlier historical figures have been, the more attention is on them being rewritten or revisioned. So in this story, all of the founders are black. And they're all the good guys. And the bad guys are, guess who? The evil white Brits. The Lobsterbacks, right? So they're right about that that the crown, England, Parliament, they were the bad guys. However, the founders were not a bunch of black dudes. I know it's a shocker to probably most people under the age of 12 who get their history from Walt Disney, but Walt Disney's lying to you. Hamilton is lying to you, and why does this matter? It doesn't matter because I'm a racist white guy. I'm not. I promise. But let me ask you this. Do you know why our founders were by and large a bunch of white dudes? Well, where did they come from? They came from England. That's right. And what happened in England leading up to the discovery of the New World? The Reformation. So as the gospel spread, so did exploration, and so did mission work, and so did Christendom. What was going on in Africa at that time? Well, the Muslims were going around killing and enslaving all the Africans. History matters. true, accurate history matters because it glorifies God. So let's do a quick recap. Our founders were by and large white. Not all of them. There were some actual, and we don't have to lie to give credit to some awesome black heroes in our founding. There's this one fella, Emmanuel Haynes, that came from poverty and was a Methodist, back when the Methodist Church was good, a Methodist minister that was a real hero at the War for Independence. We don't have to lie about him. How about a fella named Britton Hammond? Yeah, Britton Hammond, Lemuel Haynes, two black guys that were actual, real, historical heroes at our founding. You know, maybe it's the people that want to lie about history, and especially around the colors of people's skin. Maybe they're the real racists. You ever think about that? What about the Tuskegee Airmen, the real black heroes of World War II that fought for freedom and for Christendom and helped to vanquish evil coming out of Germany? What if we redid that story and made them all white guys? Would that be accepted? No, it wouldn't. It'd be racist. It'd be hateful, right? That's what racism is. It's hatred of the heart. So why is it okay for Disney to come out with a revisionist history of our founders being all black guys? It's not right. It's wrong. And Christian fathers, watch out. Watch out that your kids aren't being discipled by Disney. We got to take the Hamilton play to the woodshed. Well, thanks for hanging out with me on the back porch, where we talk like men. We shoot straight, because we're trying to put everything under the feet of Christ, and the only way to do that is to talk biblically, to apply a biblical worldview to all of life, including entertainment and including face masks and tyranny. Remember that Thomas Jefferson, good old Thomas Jefferson, the guy who was almost a Christian, remember what he said, that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. So stand on guard, especially in times like these. Send me an email. What do you think about face masks? What do you think about Hamilton? Backporchtheology@yahoo.com. Thanks for hanging out with me. Be sure to share the podcast with your friends. Be sure to share the podcast with your mailman, babysitter, the 17-year-old who's bagging your groceries at the grocery store. Pass it around like hotcakes. That way, every time we hang out on the back porch, we got a good party. And until next time, keep your hand to the plow. Remain steadfast and always abound in the work of the Lord. We'll catch you next time.